Jealous. Retro Records.
Hello there, I'm Jeremy Rees. This is Retro Records, the show that plunders the playlists of the past for soul, rhythm and jazz, hits and rarities from the 50s and 60s, kicking off with a corker from Lulu. Summer of 1966, 18-year-old Lulu with her belting version of Call Me. Always a great floor filler, that. Lulu is still touring, you know. She's going to play an outdoor festival in Paris on the 13th of September before embarking on a 31-date tour across the UK in October and November. Staying power or what? And we go from the sound of 60s soul to the birth of rock and roll now with the Cadillacs.
Oh, yeah! Holy smoke, my baby, you upset my mind. I jumped at that mission, you're so doggone fine. The way you wiggle when you walk down the street will make a total blind man just to stop and a peep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
from Harlem, New York City, the Cadillacs, with an R&B chart hit from this week in 1958. Holy smoke, baby. That was a guy called Earl Carroll on lead vocals, and I'm getting rather a sore throat by the sound of it. Well, we're heading to Philadelphia now for this week's 60s club classic. It comes from Archie Bell and the Drells.
Oh, I love my baby. I said I love, love, love my girl. Oh, I love, I love, I love my baby. I said I love, love.
Bell and the Drells, master purveyors of the Philly soul sound. I Love My Baby. That went from the clubs into the R&B chart in the summer of 1969. American rhythm and blues music had a massive impact on British artists in the 50s and 60s, but for all sorts of reasons, many of the records weren't released over here at the time, and so didn't get much airplay on the radio. But better late than never.
The R&B Top 3.
Yes, it's the R&B Top 3. The best-selling hits on the Cashbox Rhythm and Blues charts from a week between 1950 and 1969. This time, we're heading to the week ending the 20th of August, 1952. And staying put at...
Number 3.
It's the Clovers.
Son, are you blowing your top?
Well, I'm just a poor young boy, and these girls about to drive me wild. Well, I'm just a poor young boy, and these girls about to drive me wild. Well, I'm just a poor young boy, and these girls about to drive me wild. The way they laugh, the way they
they sing. It makes my heart go tingling, the way they laugh.
Clovers, pioneers of doo-wop and one of the biggest selling acts of the 50s. They were doing their thing with the Ting-a-Ling at number three. And staying put at
number two,
it's the Dominoes. Billy Ward's Dominoes with a record that had been at number one for 10 weeks, enjoying a slow descent when we catch it this week. Have Mercy Baby is at number two.
The R&B top three.
and this week in 1952...
Number one.
It's Lloyd Price. In 1952, Lloyd Price was number one on the R&B chart with Lordy, Miss Claudie. That stayed in the top spot for 7 weeks and heralded the New Orleans sound that became known as rock and roll. Well, next week we'll do the R&B top three from a different year, but... By way of contrast, here is the record that was number one on the British Top 20 that same week. And it's only Alma Cogan.
Not off.
A crowd stood around you the night when I found you. They each wanted you in the old homing walls. Though you never knew me, you smiled and came to me. And I found you mine in the old homing walls.
This sweet melody that brought you to me will linger forever in my memory.
I found what I prayed for, the arms I was made for, that night when we danced to the old homing walls. Will linger forever in
in my memory. I found what I prayed for, the arms I was made for, that night when we danced to the old home.
Twenty-year-old Alma Cogan with the first of her many chart hits, The Homing Waltz. It was number one in the Radio Luxembourg UK Top 20 this week in 1952. The male voice on that belonged to Larry Day. You're tuned to Retro Records, playing you soul, rhythm and jazz from the 50s and 60s. And right now, we've got a forgotten banger by Johnny Thunder.
I'm alive.
Marvin Cash and the Registers. Best remembered on the Northern Soul scene now, but there with a minor R&B chart hit from 1966, Alvin's Boogaloo, preceded by the rather excitable Johnny Thunder and his 1969 hit, I'm Alive. Jeremy Rees here with Retro Records, and this week's Jamaican gem is from Byron Lee and the Dragonaires. Yes, he was the Sultan of Ska, Byron Lee, along with his Dragonaires and a Jamaican chart hit from 1964, Last Night. You're tuned to Retro Records, blending the hits with songs you may never have heard before, and this one is a rare gem from the Harptones.
I want
Records.
Happens to me.
Wonderful.
That's some kind of wonderful.
Wonderful.
Anytime my little world seems blue,
wonderful.
I just have
wonderful.
To look at you.
Wonderful.
And everything
wonderful.
Seems to be
wonderful.
Some kind of wonderful.
Wonderful.
I know I can't express this feeling of tenderness. There's so much I wanna say, but the right words don't come my way.
Drifters and a huge hit, Some Kind of Wonderful, from 1961, and before them, from 1955, New York doo-wop combo The Harptones with Life is But a Dream. Now, they were a very durable group. They had a 60-year performing career, but never once had a record on the R&B chart. Mind-boggling. And from no-hit wonders to a man who had a spectacularly long and successful career, Mr. John Lee Hooker.
Well, my mother allowed me just to run around all night long. Oh, Lord. Well, my mother allowed me just to run around all night long. Care what she didn't love. I would slip out in a hound. When I first come to town, people, I was walking down Parkway. Get everybody talking about. I drop in that night. When I got there, I said, yes, people, they were really having a ball. Oh, Lord. Boogie. just the same. Oh, oh.
John Lee Hooker with an R&B chart entry from this week in 1966, Walkin' the Boogie, a reworking of a hit with the same song he'd had back in 1952. Now, John Lee, he knew a thing or two about recycling, you see. And so to the birthday file for this week. Soul Man Freddie Hughes, who, as it happens, is queued up next, was born on the 20th of August 1943. He died in 2021, aged 78. Isaac Hayes, brilliant singer, composer, producer, and indeed actor. He was born on the 20th of August 1942. He left us in 2008, aged 65. And we've got something rather unusual from him coming up later. The legendary jazz pianist and band leader Count Basie was born on the 21st of August 1904. He passed away in 1984 at the age of 79, and a classic from the Count is coming your way later in the show. Giant of the blues, John Lee Hooker, was born on the 22nd of August 1917. He left us at the age of 83 in 2001. Rudy Lewis, lead singer with the Drifters on many of their hits, including Some Kind of Wonderful, which we heard earlier. Now, Rudy came into this world on the 23rd of August 1936. He died tragically young, aged just 27, in 1964. Willie Winfield of doo-wop pioneers, the Harp Tones, who we played earlier on. Willie was born on the 24th of August 1929. He passed away aged 91 in 2021. And finally, on the 25th of August 1930, the man you can hear playing under me right now, Wayne Shorter, legendary jazz saxophonist. He passed away in March of this year, aged 89. And we've been hearing him playing Harry's Last Stand. Okay, as promised now on Retro Records, it's birthday boy Freddie Hughes with some California soul and his biggest hit.
Back. Yeah,
take my baby back.
Freddie Hughes with a big record for him on the R&B chart in 1969. Send My Baby Back. This is Retro Records, where the sound of soul, rhythm and jazz from the 50s and 60s still resonates through your radio.
It will be completely or I'll never fall in too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. So when
with the golden tones of multi-talented Isaac Hayes. Isaac Hayes with this week's entry into the Great American Songbook, When I Fall in Love, written by Victor Young and Edward Heyman. It was published in 1952 and was first a hit for Doris Day. Funk master Isaac Hayes demonstrating his softer side with his record of it from 1968. And from soulful jazz to swinging blues, right now on Retro Records, it is the awesome Miss Peggy Lee.
Seven sun. He can tell your future, it will come to pass. Do another man. Yes, he's the one. Oh, yes, he's the one. He's the one, he's the one. The one they call the seventh son. And he can talk these words that'll sound so sweet, even make your little heart skip a beat. He can heal the sick or instead make the little girls talk out of their head. He's the one. Yes, he's the one. He's the one, he's the one. The one they call the seventh son.
Dixon's blues classic, Seventh Son, given a swinging makeover by the one and only Peggy Lee in 1965. Fabulous. Yes, the ATV chimes mean it's
time for the tune of TV theme tunes.
And this time we have the music that introduced a crime drama set in Chicago, starring gravelly voiced Lee Marvin. Basie and his orchestra with the theme to M Squad, written by Count Basie. In fact, the show starred Lee Marvin as Detective Lieutenant Frank Ballinger, a member of M Squad, a special unit of the Chicago Police, assisting other units in battling organized crime, corruption, and violent crimes citywide. The show ran from 1957 to 1960 on NBC in the States and on ITV in Britain. All right, have you rolled up the carpet? Have you sprinkled a towel? It's Northern Soul time.
You let the good soul roll, all right. Hallelujah, we got it made. Now me and you, I said, oh, you let the good soul.
There is nothing in it. Hang on for a minute.
Northern Soul floor filler this week, out on the Pi Records label, Tina and the Mexicans, in 1967, with Just Hang On. Well, what do you know? It is the end of the show, so if you liked what you heard, do spread the word. Tell your friends and come back same time, same place next week, when we'll return with another crop of vintage hits and rarities. Reminder, if you'd like to get in touch with the show, you can look out for the Retro Records page on Facebook. We're also on Mixcloud, where you can also catch up with past editions. That's mixcloud.com/retrorecords. The podcast version of the show comes out on Castbox and several other podcast providers. I'm Jeremy Rees. My time is up. I thank you for yours. I'm going to leave you in the summer of 1964 with Shirley Matthews and Big Town Boy. Until we meet again on Retro Records, mind how you go.
Turn that great New York town.